Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Of course, I'm the scorekeeper, and this is our second consecutive Saturday of just bringing it to you on the featured channel, the second featured channel, the second not paid for featured channel on Blog Talk Radio. And what I mean by that is you can pay for being featured, and we have not. And I got to tell you, it's just terribly exciting, ladies and gentlemen. We are very happy to be here. And oh my goodness, iTunes is giving me a new agreement screen. That's why it's taking forever to start up. Unbelievable. It's just frustrating this early in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess we woke up and our computer just woke up as well. We're not even in the system yet, the queue, whatever you want to call it. It's just not there. But we're going to be getting it going in just a moment because, well, that's what you get right here in Sports Talk with the Guys. Always a incredibly high level of professionalism and lots of other things. You know how it is. It's what we do. So while I work on logging in, getting the switchboard open and the chat room open and iTunes, hey, we're just going to see what we're going to do. Hey, you know what? It's so funny. Right now, my laptop says it has 3 hours and 15 minutes left of battery time, which is really like, it only says 8%. Could you imagine what the lifetime is? Yeah, seriously, the lifetime. If it's at 8% and I have 3 hours and 15 minutes left, I got to tell you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you want to see some crazy stuff? Go over to Walmart, people, or WalmartWatch.com or something like that. I don't know. Hey, we're on the main screen of Blog Talk Radio. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are, and of course I'm waiting for the big dog to arrive shortly. I know he'll get here. I mean, the big dog is the big dog. But nevertheless, all kidding aside and getting all that stuff put aside, I do want to share some breaking news right now. For many fans, tragic breaking news. It was just received a few moments ago. I know that many of you have already known about this, but it is now official. This is breaking news, and it has come in from the USA Today. It was at about 8 minutes or so ago, and we're just going to go with that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the director of Centro Medico Trauma Center in Puerto Rico says boxer Hector Macho Camacho has died after being taken off life support. Dr. Ernesto Torres says Camacho went into cardiac arrest in the pre-dawn hours Saturday. He was then taken off life support and died shortly thereafter. Camacho was declared brain dead Thursday following a shooting in his hometown of Bayamon. The former world champion was 50 years old, ladies and gentlemen. 50 years old. 50 years young, as a matter of fact. And speaking of, not necessarily 50 years old, but getting there, and I'm not far behind him. He's here. Morning. I dare not look at him because I ran out of time this morning, and I got to run out and brush my teeth. Otherwise, the big dog's going to say, oh, no, hell, you get the hell out of here. So I can't even look at him right now, but here he is. The big dog is here. Good morning, big dog. How are you?
What's up, everyone?
I was wondering about that. I mean, that was going to be what I wanted to lead off with also about Macho. I did not know that. Eddie passed away. Where are you going?
For obviously stated reasons previously.
Oh, you're just fine.
Oh, hell no.
So
even I feel it.
Yeah, there was a shooting. It looks like, unfortunately, drugs were involved. He was outside of a nightclub with a friend of his. They were in a, believe it, they said they were. He was in a Mustang or something. They were in the car. There was two shooters or a shooter. No one knows. And he got shot, excuse me, in the jaw. It went through his face and lodged in his shoulder neck area. But in doing so, it also caught three major arteries and shattered two vertebrae in his neck. So had he survived, he most likely would have been paralyzed for the rest of his life. Originally, the AP said he was expected to survive. Following day, that's when they were saying he's getting worse, not better. And then yesterday, they said that he was declared brain dead, and they were going to keep him on life support for 2 days, just enough time to get the family in to say their goodbyes. And according to what I was reading, I guess his father wants his organs donated. Everybody was pretty much in agreement, I guess, about taking him off life support, except for his oldest son. Did not want that to happen, but there was evidently no brain activity whatsoever. With the major arteries being affected, they said that even after they got him stabilized, that he still did not have enough blood going to his brain. So, unfortunately, Hector Macho Camacho is gone. As you said, he was 50 years young. Of course, you know, he was a very charismatic person in boxing. We need more of those now. Boxing's kind of boring right now. He of course, won the super lightweight, and junior welterweight world titles in the 80s. He, of course, fought all type of high-profile bouts throughout his career. Felix Trinidad, Cesar Chavez, Sugar Ray Leonard. In fact, he knocked out Leonard in 1987, ending what Leonard was trying to do was his comeback attempt. Camacho ended his career with a 79 wins, 6 losses, and 3 no decisions. So, and as I said, this was partially drug-related. They did find 9 bags of cocaine in the friend's pocket, not in Hector's pocket, but in the friend's pocket, and the 10th was open in the car. Now, Hector did have a history of drug and alcohol abuse throughout his career and after his career was over. So no one knows what was going on that one. But, you know, our condolences, of course, to his family and friends. We lost a great fighter today, you know, actually, you know, a couple of days ago since he was, clinically brain dead. But, you know, it's sad to see. And most likely the shooting was probably some sort of drug thing went wrong. You know, that's just speculation, of course. But most likely with the drugs being involved, that's probably something of what happened.
Definitely, ladies and gentlemen. And Coffee says, of course, he knocked out Leonard yesterday, then went down the street and knocked out Jay Moore. They live about 5 houses apart. So that's a good start in this morning. Want to welcome Coffee. Of course, we have the good old boy over on the East Coast. We have Brian listening in. He'll tell us when he wants in. He made it ever so pointedly clear this morning that he's going somewhere.
Oh, where's he going?
Well, I don't know. We'll ask for clarity. But he is going somewhere, and he said that he doesn't want to make noise. So this could be a Tony Sincotta moment, whereas he said, well, remember Tony? Oh, he hung up. Damn it. He was on. Yeah, he was on with us.
He heard you went, oh, no.
Yeah. I guess he had a feeling I was going to do something stupid, which is what we do here on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting going. And, of course, in non-sports-related news, as happened yesterday, which was very disappointing, of course, the man, the myth, one gentleman who anchored Friday night on CBS for a long, long time. I used to know that it was Tuesday night, or I should say Saturday night. Well, something like in America. It was Friday night. It was, of course, the Dukes of Hazzard, and then Dallas.
Yes.
Of course, JR passed away yesterday. Larry Hagman.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was very disappointed by that. Major Healy, yes. JR Ewing, yes. Major Healy. Yes, you are so right. Played numerous roles. He played a significant role in Primary Colors. Opposite Saturday Night Fever guy, yeah, whatever.
John Travolta?
Yeah.
What I found extremely interesting or funny.
Was that Brian back in the queue?
Oh, no, that with Larry Hagman. You know, he did I Dream of Jeannie and, you know, a number of other things till Dallas hit. And then after Dallas was off the air and after a couple of years, all of a sudden, Larry Hagman had a Texas accent. And kept it
very
the rest of his life.
Good.
And I'm like, where'd that come from?
or we'll call it a Southern. We
southern
don't want to call
accent,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a Southern accent all of a sudden. And I was like, well, okay, we all know he wasn't Southern. But, you know, neither here nor there. That, you know, of course, he was, of course, involved in one of the biggest major cliffhangers of all time. Yep, who shot JR?
Ah!
And, you know, he was getting up there. And, in fact, I believe he had a small part in in the remake.
Yes. Oh, they all did. Well, not all of them, but quite a few of them did.
And I found it very interesting that they said Aaron Gray was at his bedside the entire time and was there when he passed away.
Yeah. And, of course, Larry Hagman, this is to you because we do not have I Dream of Jeannie. A little bit before our time. And I think that's their theme song from the new program.
Yes, in fact, that sounds like the big one.
And, of course, that's to Larry Hagman, as well as the big man.
Or Couch.
Hector, not so macho, Camacho.
Or Couch. Is it Couch?
No, I really don't want to see Couch in that. Please, big dog. I mean, talk about bringing... Ugh. Why? Why do you do that to me early in the morning?
Because it's fun.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to you. Yes, well, as I said, we are lively. We're getting into a lot of news this morning. The USA Today Sports Weekly, ladies and gentlemen, on the cover. Is Showtime back?
No.
Mike D'Antoni is back in Los Angeles, and he's not visiting.
Back? I didn't know he was ever here.
Well, he was here as an opposing coach.
Then I see you.
Yes.
No, Showtime is not back.
Yeah, because they got beat again by Memphis yesterday.
Memphis is the...
Dude, there was a time the Lakers kicked the crap out of everyone.
That is true.
So...
But and much as I hate to do this,
oh, here we go.
When Miami got their big three together, they had growing pains also. If you all remember, people 2 years ago, they were 9-9.
So who are the Lakers' big three or big five?
The Lakers' big three are Kobe, Howard, and it's the big four: Kobe, Howard, Nash, and Powell. Although Powell had a horrible game yesterday. And then, I don't know if you caught the interviews afterwards, but Mr. Powell was saying, well, he needs more. They asked him about, you know, the way he played his game, and he says that he needs more touches in the ball down in the post.
Terrell Owens! Spanish's version of Terrell Owens!
And D'Antoni,
when
it was his turn for his questions, and they asked him, well, this is what Powell said. He said, you know what? Everyone gets touches. And you know the thing about that is, to me, that was this little subliminal type thing saying, pal, demand the damn ball. No, not shut up. Demand the ball. Don't say, okay, I need to touch. Oh, you're going to go, okay. You put the hand up, you put your ass out there to block the guy out, and you put your hand up to get the ball. Demand the ball. They're not just going to give it to you.
Demand?
Yes, demand.
Is that where demand comes from? Because if you demand, you're demand, right? LeBron and the boys actually have heard of defense and know how to play it, says Cop in the chat room.
That is true. But they were also 9-9, as I said.
So what are the Lakers? 9-18?
Now they are 6-7.
Well, okay. Yeah, but this is colloquially the first season as well as theirs, so I don't want to call it that. How you doing, big dog? You brought me drugs this morning.
Well, speaking of which, thank you for reminding me. Let me take my heart post.
Yeah, take your... Oh, are you, do you still have your Borg accoutrements?
No.
You're not the robo-dog anymore?
Sure I am. Just when I work, though.
So you don't have your thingy on right now?
Mm.
No, you don't have your thingy on right now?
No.
Oh, okay. And speaking of thingies, ladies and gentlemen, let's just go to him right now, of course. The man from the East, the man from the plan. And I now know what his song is going to be, even though I don't have it. He's just a good old boy. He is the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, weren't they in Georgia or something? Or were they, like, in Hickville, Alabama, or Mississippi? Where were they?
Hazzard, Kentucky.
Oh, Hazzard, Kentucky. What's up, Brian? You see, I guess Brian would know that. I don't. They weren't Kentucky?
That was my favorite show of all time when I was a kid.
Dude, I grew up, as I mentioned earlier, you may have dropped off at that moment where Friday night, baby, Dukes of Hazzard in Dallas. Well, I mean, that's the
exactly.
way you play out on the West Coast. I don't know about the East Coast.
Yeah, it was the same. I wasn't a big Dallas fan back then. So I was a kid. I didn't understand Dallas much, but I did love the Houston Pass.
Oh, okay. Do you remember Watergate? I do.
No.
No, there's a difference.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, Brian. What's up? So now that I know that he's a Dukes of Hazzard kid, that's just going to be his intro song. That means I got to cough up 99 cents from iTunes to play that. Damn it. Okay, go ahead, Brian.
I told you what website to go to.
Well, I'm worth it, you know.
You're working this morning?
No, I'm worth that 99 cents. So
oh, yeah, you are. And, Brian, you might even be worth the 129, actually, because that's what they've gone to now. So that's okay. So what's up, Brian? You're in our neck of the woods now. You know, we have our hunting dogs out, and we got our retrievers and stuff.
Yeah, I'm heading to Alabama today, actually.
You're going to watch the
family.
Game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For about a quarter until Alabama goes up about four touchdowns, and then I'll find something else to do.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you know, I actually thought about you guys over the week because, you know, my daughter was home, so we had time to watch the movies. And Forrest Gump was on. You know where he went? To Bama.
I thought that was great.
So he was in the is Bama the Crimson Colors? Oh, yeah, that's right. Crimson Tide from the movie with Denzel Washington and Larry Hagman, or Gene Hagman. Sorry, I can't get off Larry right now. Larry the Cable Guy. He's such a jerk. I don't like that guy. Especially when he shows his pants going down. Oh, God, disgusting. No, Larry the Cable Guy. He's on cable and stuff. Oh, duh, he's on cable. Anyway, what's up, Brian? So you're going to go to the Bama game? Who are they playing, and they're going to be at four touchdowns in the first 15 minutes?
No, Auburn, my team, Auburn, plays Alabama today in the Iron Bowl, and the game's usually close, but this year it's just Auburn's not as good. Got to get their coach fired, so it's probably going to be a blowout. Alabama's number two right now.
Oh, so you're Auburn. All right, fair enough. I get it. So where's Auburn located in this great backwoods of the southern south?
We are southeast of Tuscaloosa. They're close to Montgomery, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Yep.
So Tuscaloosa is facing Crimson?
It's facing hell, where Tuscaloosa is facing. I hate Tuscaloosa. That's probably the worst city in America with crime and just filth.
Wow, the worst city of America. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first here on NDB Media with one of our compatriots himself, Brian Darvin. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on blast. But he says that Tuscaloosa is a lot worse than Detroit.
It is.
It is. He did. Hey, dude, he obviously has some beef with Eminem. Do you have beef with Eminem?
Me? Yeah.
No, but I have beef with Hostess.
What? They're not?
Twinkies.
They're back. They've already said they debuted. Read MSN News.
Oh, here we go.
The negotiations broke down between the mediator and both sides, but they have already had multiple suitors. Some of them wants Twinkies, some of them wants Ding Dongs. Anyway, they're not going to go away, they said.
Who the hell's buying Ding Dongs? I want to know, because I will support them.
Whatever company, probably.
Thank God someone's going to have a Twinkie. Twinkie, it's the only thing that's going to survive the zombie apocalypse. And ladies and gentlemen, don't know if you heard the interview on Tuesday. It was a great interview with the author that we had on with us. Oh, man, it was just absolutely awesome. So, why are you an Auburn fan? Seriously.
Well, I mean, when I was a kid, my entire family almost, they're Alabama fans. But when I was a kid, I just enjoyed watching Auburn, and I hated the Alabama fans, even my own family, the way they treated their team. So I picked Auburn, and loved him ever since.
And Auburn is unrated.
Yeah. Well, hey, in the Hatfields and McCoys, who are whom and who is what and where is, you know, all that stuff?
Well, Auburn's the McCoys, and Alabama's the Hatfields.
Ooh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I like it. We're off to a great start this early in the morning. Don't forget, if you guys want in, the number is... Yeah, actually, for the first time, the dog has
mouthful.
You got me
that one, buddy.
Yeah.
Ronnie caught me.
Yeah, I mean, he always catches me.
But the number is 347-637-2306.
Of course, we are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. And there he is in the chat room. He is there. Actually, both of them are there. Oh, yes, couch potato. Thank you for reminding me. A coffee, Andrea is disappointed. You blocked her on Facebook. And I'm surprised that coffee would block anyone to begin with. I mean, it's like saying, we're not going to go down that gun range over there. We're not going to fire down there. I am shocked that coffee has... Oh, Coffee says, so I've been told.
Since he's had such a sparkling personality, I guess he has so many people that he can just block whoever he wants.
Relax, people. No. We're just telling you that she claims... No, notice now my opinion has changed. She claims that you blocked her. Me and Andrea, friends?
As far as your hostess comment... He says, he says, I don't eat that crap. Hostess makes junk. Yeah, but it's so good, though.
I never said it was good for you. Brian, are you happy that Twinkies are back or Hostess Ding Dongs?
I can care less.
Oh, what? Was that a disconnect right there?
That's junk food, Roger. I don't eat junk.
Okay, Auburn. Coffee says, when Lenny speaks, I listen. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's no doubt about it. We'll see when Cuervo joins us. And, of course, Couch Potato, we are off to a firing start this morning. You've already heard the breaking news. It is official. It was broken on this channel right here on blogtalkradio.com. Hector Not-So-Macho Camacho is officially passed away. He died early this morning, not too long ago, and... of course, we went through that earlier, and I do apologize. But we're just helping out those that are tardy, joining us this early in the morning. So what's up, big dog? How was your trip over? Lot foggy, huh?
Actually, it wasn't foggy until I hit the 710. It was decent.
Dude, we've been up all night. Something happened right at the corner. Apparently, the punks in the neighborhood were doing what they do best. And they slammed into a car because they were racing. Because these streets are long. North to south, that's the Mormon grid, people. For those of you that were listening to my Facebook posts. Yes, I said listening to my Facebook posts.
What was I about to say?
Shut up. Leave me alone. Dude, I've been awake for... Actually, I've only had about 2-3 hours of nap time, Betty by time.
Well.
Oh, go to hell. I mean, what? How many hours did you get?
I've been there, trust me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. 8 hours, great.
8 hours? Oh, braggart.
I can only sleep 4 to 5. I can't sleep better.
Really?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
Is that because of that little beeping board thing that you have attached?
No, I've always been that way.
Nah, dude, I need 8, sometimes 9, even 10 hours.
I usually sleep 4 to 5 hours.
I'm a growing
and
boy.
And then maybe once every...
Oh, damn, I think I'm growing right now.
Every 5 weeks or so, then I'll get maybe 6 hours of sleep.
The inside source is looking for some attention right now. What am I thinking about?
Hey!
Let me see. Whoa, I'm thinking about someone... Whoa! Hey, I'm awake now, ladies and gentlemen.
You taking those little blue pills again?
Patrick, what the hell are the blue pills? What are the blue pills?
You need to get off the internet.
Are you going to say I'm naive?
Yes.
Brian, what are the
Viagra.
Little blue pills?
Your nativity.
Viagra.
Viagra?
Viagra. Or you can try Cialis, one or the other.
Or Levitra. Or Levitra, whatever works.
I wouldn't know.
Whatever Jimmy Johnson's pushing.
Fair enough.
That was the funniest thing when I first saw him. I'm like, really, Jimmy? You're that hard up for money that you need to get something to hold up?
Oh, my goodness. Blue pills are extends, according to Jimmy Johnson's commercials. Oh, extends!
That's the over-the-counter stuff.
Uh-oh, here we go. Couch Potato's awake. I wonder if he is this morning, too.
That's over-the-counter.
He hasn't called in yet.
You sure?
Couch Potato?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's busy in the chat room. Yeah, he hasn't called in. It's okay, but it's cool.
He can multitask.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, Brian did tell us this morning he is going to the Auburn game this morning. And that's... Wait. No, is he going to the Auburn game, or is he going to go watch it and then 15 minutes later decide what to do?
I'm going to watch it with some friends, actually. I'm not going to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, right. You were just talking about the crappiest town in the United States. Well, at least Tuscaloosa sounds real as opposed to Miami. I actually used that joke on Thanksgiving night.
Does he know that joke? Miami?
You know all about Miami, right, Brian?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, look, let's do this again just for Brian's sake. Everyone close your eyes.
Yeah, let's take a trip down memory lane.
Let's take a trip down memory lane, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to close your eyes, and if you're driving, well, that's up to you. But I'm going to spell out a word. It has five letters. And oh, the big dog spit out his coffee.
Almost. That was close.
Wow. That's a first. I got him twice. Got him with his mouth full, and I got him spitting out. I'm going for the decathlon here. Close your eyes, and I'm going to spell out a word. It has five letters. And right after it, say the word. Okay, here we go. M-I- A M I. Go ahead, Brian. You know the answer.
Miami.
Miami! Bingo! Ding, 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 ding. Yes, Miami, ladies and gentlemen. Big dog, I know your mouth is full, but please tell me what Miami is in Spanish.
Miami?
Miami! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Coffee, tell us what Miami is in German. Miami! And tell us in the United Kingdom, Miami. Tell us in Spain, Miami. Miami is Miami. But there is some stupid hick town in the south. I said hick. Hick town in the south that says Miami is pronounced Miami. You laughed, Brian.
Really? Is this a true story?
It's a true story. Yeah. We ragged about it for a long time, dude. A long time. Oh, coffee says in Swiss. Not German. Swiss. I stand corrected. I just wanted to involve everyone. If I wanted Montezuma, I would have asked Cuervo, but I didn't want to go that far. So, from the halls of Montezuma? Yeah, okay.
Coffee and revenge.
Revenge? The Montezuma? Montezuma's Revenge in Knott's Berry Farm.
No, I'm talking about drinking the water over there.
Oh, drinking the water. Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Drinking the water. I
water
actually got Montezuma. Ladies and gentlemen, another tiny, quick, short story. As long as I can remember that before we would go to Mexico, I always prepared a gallon of water in the refrigerator for me personally because I was hospitalized for 2 weeks for drinking the water in Mexico as a little pup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was very...
Mexicans don't even drink the water.
It's true.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we want to welcome all of our guests in the chat room, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, it's glorious to have you here this morning. Don't forget, register at blogtalkradio.com. Take on a persona and be someone and engage us in the interactive chat room. I looked right at you when I said that, big dog. I know, so hairs aren't rising up on your... Hold on, here we go. And engage us in the interactive chat room.
The attractive chat room?
Interactive!
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, guessed it. You see, that's very Hispanic of you. DEFCON 5!
Yes. Do I get my stick?
Evidently, you already have.
Yeah, Johnny standing at attention. Speaking of Johnny standing at attention, how is the cat's tail this morning?
He seems just fine, I believe.
Yeah,
he's waiting to wear the I Dream of Jeannie uniform.
Brian, the big dog disgusted me this morning when we were talking about Larry Hagman. You know, he passed away. And, of course, we were talking about him being in Dallas and everything. And then, of course, the big dog started whispering sweet nothings to me about someone on staff being, Jeannie and stuff. And I kind of agreed with him. I kind of smelled. Yeah, with the Jeannie uniform on, females. Individual with NDB Media. We have several. And then, of course, Coffee probably knows.
Yeah.
Exactly knows. And then he tells me, how about Couch Potato dressed up as I Dream of Jeannie?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That, see? You know those Southerners like them big.
You guys are sick. You guys are sick. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to get on them, but just because we have Mr. B.A. on with us, Brian Allen, the College Port today from USA Today Sports Coaches Poll, Notre Dame is number one. Alabama's number two, and, of course, they're going to face struggling Auburn at home. And Georgia is number three. They were number one last week. Alabama is number two. Notre Dame was number 56. I don't get that.
Actually, Notre Dame is
USA Today Sports.
All the rankings. The
Sports
BCS,
Coaches Poll.
The BCS, the AP, the USA
Coaches Poll.
that's the USA one.
Yeah, USA Today's, that's what I'm going by right now.
Yeah, but I'm saying that on the other two that really count, which is the BCS and AP, they're also number one, and on ESPN Power Ranking, they're number one all across the board. Continue with this. As is Alabama, okay, according to the BCS and the AP.
Oh, hold on a minute. Who the hell logged in to Sports Talk with the guys and disconnected me? Who the hell did it? You morons! Stay out of it when I'm in the chat room! You blockhead!
It wasn't me!
Stupid blockhead!
Anyway, according to the BCS, number one was Notre Dame, two is Alabama, three is Georgia, four is Florida, five is Oregon, six is Kansas State, seven is LSU, eight is Stanford, nine is Texas A&M, and 10 is Florida State. On the AP, let's see, okay, Notre Dame, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Florida, Kansas State, LSU, Texas A&M, and Florida State are the top 10. Stanford is not in the top 10, according to the AP.
Wow. Sweet.
UCLA, after their big win, jumped a little bit. In the BCS, they're 17 and 15 in the AP.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are just the key games on the road for today for college. Of course, Georgia Tech at Georgia is going to be on ESPN. Oregon at Oregon State. Auburn at Alabama. Well, that's the one that Brian was talking about, which is going to be a blowout. Florida at Florida State. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. Stanford at UCLA. Notre Dame at USC, of course. And, yeah. And then, of course, the game's coming up on November 30th.
SC has a chance to be spoiler once again.
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, on the schedule, the Pac-12 championship game to be announced versus UCLA at 8 p.m. on Fox on November 30th. If UCLA beats Stanford, Oregon wins the Pac-12 North, and depending on events elsewhere, might get one last chance to make its case. On December 1st, the SEC championship game to be announced versus Georgia. It's on CBS. And the ACC championship game to be announced versus Florida State on ABC ESPN. Texas at Kansas State to be announced. The Wildcats need a lot of help, but being Texas imperative to their slim hopes. And that would all be on December 1st. So, of course, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the best coverage of college here on Blog Talk Radio is the Wednesday and Sunday. Brian, who am I talking about?
Way in Sports Talk.
Way in Sports Talk. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And when it comes to prepping for the Saturday events on Saturday morning, oh, my God, Brian, that is On Campus with Cuervo. Aren't you on that program?
I am.
Awesome. He is on three of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio. Oh,
four,
that better not have been Matt.
What are you talking about? Four.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, where we talk sports, so says Brian. I wonder if that was a cheap shot at us because we don't talk about sports, but that's okay. Andrea did that too, so that's all right. It's all good, ladies and gentlemen. We've already been talking some Lakers this morning. We've already been.
He says, infomercial sucking. Yes, I'm sorry, because it was me, Roger.
Well, I'm glad he was listening. Thank you.
And he was man enough to man up on it and admit to his mistakes. Sorry, little boy's grown up.
All right, so we will. Well, your little boy has grown up. Indeed, you're right. We will treat you as an adult for this crime, Brian. I'm sorry, Matt. Matt, Brian. Brian, Matt. You know, whatever.
Yeah, since they're so close together.
Yeah, I tell you, they're so alike.
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. And some more basketball news, of course. The Wizards start the season 0-9. We know it's our fault! Jordan Crawford leads the Wizards at 12.4 points a game, but they basically suck. They're probably 0-10 because this is a little bit before.
Let me check for you right now. I'm pretty sure they're either 0-10 or 0-11.
Let me see. 0-10 or 0-11 as opposed to my 0-9. Like, it really matters?
Well, Cleveland, what was it? Help me out, Raj. Was it 2 years ago?
You want me to help you with basketball?
2 years. Well, you're the scorekeeper, though. You remember these things. Was it 2 years ago that they won, like, 0-18?
It was right after LeBron.
So 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. This is the third year now that LeBron has been with Miami. And... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be sensitive to all of our audiences so they can understand and speak our language.
Washington is
0-10. 0-10? That's sucky-sucky. Not just sucks. Sucky-sucky.
And the best.
That's kind of like when a Mexican says, oh, that hurted. Yeah. Brian heard that. But and then here's another one that we Mexicans like. You liked it. Yeah, you liked it. And what's the other one? He says that. He says that. He's chuckling in the background. Hey, it is what it is, ladies. Yeah, there it is. I liked it. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe Cuervo, Couch Potato, and Brian may be joining us right after this program. It's a four-hour block of sports. I got to tell you, it's terribly exciting, where they will go over the college games for today. There's a lot of big stuff, ladies and gentlemen. As we were talking last week, what a difference a week makes. I mean, it was like Alabama lost a big game, and now they're back in it. I got to tell you, it's really exciting stuff. What a difference a week makes in college.
There were so many upsets.
The three big games were all upsets, right?
Yep.
Brian, what shocked you the most, dude?
What shocked me the most was Stanford going in and shutting the Oregon offense down. I picked Baylor to beat Kansas State. That wasn't surprising, but the way Stanford played Oregon, that really surprised me.
Wow, big dog. What was the biggest shock for you? Ladies and gentlemen in the chat room, go ahead and list it, and let us know what was your shock in college.
Oregon not scoring. Yeah, I mean, they got held big time, and I was really surprised. Of course, Sonia loved it. You know, they got her Bama team back in the hunt, you know. If any one of those teams would have not gotten upset, you know, Bama might not have been in the championship picture, but they're right back in it again, and boy, she let everybody know it, too.
Yeah, hey, by the way, let's see. Coffee says, invest our AEG bid into Powerball tickets. The jackpot is over $300 million tonight. Ladies, yeah. Coffee is part of the AEG bid. No, the Powerball is huge.
Here? Because I could have sworn I just saw it at $41 million only.
That could have been the California Lotto one.
I didn't check right
now. Go ahead and check. So you do have my attention. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be investing in the Powerball as opposed to the AEG stuff. But we are the only one that has a cash offer on the table. I'm telling you.
No, Mega's only 49. Told you, I knew I saw it. I don't know what he's talking about.
The Powerball. The one
that,
that's like...
That is Powerball. Mega Millions is Powerball.
Coffee? Big Dog is saying, you don't have it right, you Swiss. Or Schweiss. Mein Weiss, Schweiss. When, isn't that what they, do in, what they did in Cool Runnings? Brian, we're just all over the place this morning. You know that, right?
Yeah, because Super Lotto is...
I love it.
California has $14 million. And then the Powerball one, which is a Mega Millions, that one is $49.
All right, Coffee, you heard it from the Big Dog. He's pointing out that your ability to count or notice the date is inconsistent with reality.
Well, then.
Yeah. I'm sorry. See, there he is. No, it's not. Mega Millions is entirely different.
Well, the Mega Millions that were...
Oh, I said Powerball or something.
Well, okay, Powerball is different from Mega. We're not
he's talking
Powerball.
Mega Millions.
No, he's talking Powerball. $300 million would be Powerball.
Okay, he just gave you the link.
We're not a part of.
We're not part of Powerball?
The Mega Millions we're part of, and that's only like six or seven states. Unless we got taken out of it, but that always used to be, I'll go to the link right now that he put in.
Go and go to the link right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a glorious morning. We're talking about where we're going to invest our precious funds to buy the AEG conglomerate.
$325 million.
$325 million, yes. He put $320 million.
Okay, let me see.
We're just a good old bunch of good old boys that want to be rich right now, ladies and gentlemen. If we won $320 million, NDB Media would go to 24 hours and every host would be able to stay on with us for life. If we'd win that. Oh, hell yeah. I just give a few bucks and say, here you go, boys. Have at it. That's all we're going to do for the rest of our lives. Hell yeah. If I won that much money, everyone associated with NDB Media would never have to work a day in their life again. Guys, I am a financial planner. All you need is $1.5 million. And I can set it up.
That's your fee?
No. Yeah, I take you all for $1.5 million. No. If you can get $1.5 million right now, today, I can set you up to make $5,000 a month for the rest of your life minimum. Could you live off that, Brian?
Probably not.
$60,000 a year?
He said no, probably not.
Okay. No, California is not part of it.
But that's just weird, says Coffee. It's in 42 states, including D.C. and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yes.
Hey, be very careful. It might be part of Puerto Rico now because they have officially done the non-binding vote, and I guess we're going to go to Washington, and they're going to vote and see if Puerto Rico is now going to be a state. Well, the Republicans don't want it because that will dilute their vote because you get a whole bunch of Hispanics who generally vote Democratic, so
like
not going to happen.
It's not called the Indiana lottery. It's called the Hoosier lottery.
Okay. Yeah. Good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to watch a great internet series, of course, catch Battlestar Galactica's Blood and Chrome. It's awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, no, leave Puerto Rico alone, says Cuervo. Oh, we may have discovered something, big dog. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this commercial. I want to go to it because I want to go to her, and I want to thank, of course, Catspit for doing this and giving me this commercial because it's absolutely awesome. And the reason why I'm talking fast and delaying is because I'm trying to find it. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, she is Betty White.
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Mike!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Big dog, that's not what your girlfriend said last night. I love that commercial. Don't you, Brian?
Yeah, that's a pretty good commercial.
I love it. Ever since it came out in the Super Bowl, was that 3 years ago now?
Yes, I believe so.
So what's on your T-shirt? What fear? Mars? It looks like Mars from here.
That's because I'm fat.
Oh, what fear fears most? The Thing, Assimilation, Scream for Life, Alice Cooper, The Wolfman, La Llorona, Hostel, Hunting Season, and what's this, the Halloween Horror Nights?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for showing off your T-shirt. Hey, Couch Potato, there's a question whether you're going to dress up like I Dream of Jeannie. Are you?
I'm like I'm expecting no answer. Well, it should be in the chat room.
Okay, well, let's head on to some of the news. Brian, what else do you want to go over this morning? Because I know you're going to be going over to some place and go and watch some college football with a whole bunch of hotties. Oh, I'm sorry, I mean the boys. And life's good.
Well, I want to just say Notre Dame, for everybody out there buying their championship tickets for Notre Dame, they're very overrated. If they play an SEC team in the national championship, they'll get killed, guys, I'm telling you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a southerly gentleman basically talking smack to you. That's how it's done. That is how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. But, yes, I think that was also a cheap shot towards me or a zinger because I mentioned the College Report USA Today Sports Coaches Poll. Brian is like, why the hell does Scorekeeper use? Oh, because, yeah, okay, I guess I can see it. Because no one else uses that one. That's why I use that one. And so be it.
Cuervo agrees 1,000,000%.
On which one? Betty White?
I have no idea. He says, yep, I agree 1,000,000%.
Okay. Sounds good, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure there was a question there somewhere, but being Hispanic, you know, I like laugh twice at a joke before it's done. So, I don't know.
Where else do you want to take us there, big dog? You have a lot of news to go over this week.
Not really, just four pages.
Hey, Tanya, where the hell are you, damn it? Better not be playing I Dream of Jeannie.
Well, the Sean Figgins Seattle union is now gone.
Sean Figgins?
Yep.
He's been released?
Yes, he has.
Say it ain't so, big dog.
Remember he signed that in December 2009, he signed that $36 million four-year contract. And
disaster.
Yes, he was an expensive burden for three lackluster seasons, as they said. Says the Mariners finally...
lackluster is being polite.
Yeah, no kidding. They finally conceded that the deal did not work. They designated Figgins for assignment on Tuesday night. He still needs to get paid his remaining $8 million on his contract. A $9 million performance would have triggered for 2014. So I'm not sure that has to get paid also. There's nothing to, there's no performance in him, so they wouldn't have to pay it out anyways.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, of course, your Yankees signed the pitcher that they wanted. Mr. Kuroda agreed.
Hiroki Kuroda!
He went 16-11 with a 3.32 ERA.
It was like the fifth best ERA in the American League.
And he had the most wins. He was tied for the most wins on the Yankees.
Yeah.
With 16. This was, of course, his first year in the American League. He signed a one-year deal on Tuesday to return to the Yankees for $15 million, plus incentives that are worth a little less than $1 million.
Yeah.
Of course, Kuroda is 37, but he led the team in innings pitched at 219 and two-thirds. As I said, shared the lead in victories with Phil Hughes, and his ERA was lower than any starter other than Andy Pettit.
Yeah.
But Andy Pettit only appeared in just 12 games. So, we happy with that one?
Yes, I'm happy that they signed Hiroki Kuroda. And as a matter of fact, I want to be respectful, of course, due to Tanya's beliefs today is the Sabbath for her. And she's going to be going to church this morning, as she says, her gente. So,
she's going to church. I mean, she's going to sleep.
No, she's going to church this morning, so it's good stuff for her. But she was on the last 2 weeks, but this is a holy day. So it's all good. We're respectful of everyone, unless you're a basketball player. We don't give a damn here. What else, big dog?
Johnny Gomes signed for 2 years, $10 million with the Red Sox. What do you think about that one? Pending physical, of course.
They're getting desperate.
Yeah, he turned 32 on Thursday. He, of course, 8-year veteran with Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, Washington, and Oakland. He spent the 2012 season with the A's, and he hit 262 with 18 homers and 47 RBIs. He only earned $1 million last year with Oakland, so he went from $1 million to $5 million. So,
yeah.
Pretty good. And Jeremy Guthrie signed a 3-year deal with the Royals. 3 years, $25 million. This solidifies, let's see if you agree with that, this solidifies their retool starting rotation. Guthrie will make $5 million this coming season, $11 million in 2014, and $9 million in 2015.
For the Red Sox?
No, for the Royals.
Why are we talking about a AAA team? Brian, do you even know who the Royals are, Los Reales de Kansas City? Do you know who they are?
I try to forget.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, they're...
No coffee. I'm not going to answer that one on air, even though I kind of did. But, no, you're wrong. You got half of it right. You know,
I was going to use that line that I used at work one time. Better not. Yeah, that's about, you got it half right. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
As a matter of fact, just the other day when we were on Thanksgiving, I was with family. I was at two places, man. I was just off the grid all day Thursday. I had to get away. Some things happened on Tuesday and Wednesday that I wasn't very happy about. I got some things that went bad my way. Got some notification stuff and had to work through it. And, yeah, I was denied, dude. It was denied. Yeah, so, but it's okay. It's not over. Not over. It's just, you know, okay, now I know where they're playing, and they are so wrong. It just took me 2 days to figure it out. Man, I was stressed out the last 2 days, but I cannot say that because I know they're listening. So I got to slam the engineers because they're listening. Because they're saying, how is this guy stupid enough to be able to doing this while he's doing that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, because number one, I don't need a quadrilateral to figure out my life. And two, I am a human being. And three, I don't speak engineer. You know, which is 1 + 2 = 3.
Stupid. I have to be careful about slamming engineers because they are listening.
Well, you could be...
Did you know that all work...
It's from the Big Bang Theory, you know...
No. Did you know that all new work is contracted out? Because those idiots can't do it! All new work is contracted out. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I had to get that one in there. Guest! Go ahead and register at blogtalkradio.com. Take on a persona and be someone. And engage us in the interactive chat room.
That was better.
That was better? Did that one give you goosebumps, Brian?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. Now, keep working on it.
Hey, you don't sweat much.
Okay, no, not that one.
If I wanted any shit from you, I'd squeeze your head.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, I'll agree with Coffee on that one. If they really want to fill out their rotation, they go with Kyle LaHose. That's good. I like that one. All right, Big Dog, what else do we have? Because apparently Terry Francona is really jazzed. He had a meeting with the news media on October 8th, and he said the Indians can win. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on any given day, any baseball team has a 40% chance of winning.
October 8th of what year?
Of this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Terry Francona says he sees the Indians
in
as contenders.
When they were significant, you know?
I guess he saw Asdrubal Cabrera was selected to the last two All-Star games, so he figures the Indians can do well, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. All right. And, of course, thank God. Ladies and gentlemen, dare I say I am thanking myself because the Detroit Tigers picked up that pathetically overrated, racist loser that was with Anaheim. And I'm talking about, you knew right away.
Took me a second when you said Anaheim, but I was always...
Torrey Hunter. Everyone on what's that stupid website? Oh, Bleacher Report. Everyone on Bleacher Report was saying that he was going to go to the Yankees. Well, let me tell you, the Yankees are stupid, ladies and gentlemen, but we generally don't hire racists. And that's all there is to it. You all know what I'm talking about. Torrey Hunter referred to Latin players as being fake black people. You all remember it. Everyone says it slipped. But he's a very intelligent man. So how did it slip? So it's okay, Torrey Hunter. Don't have anything for you. Never will. And everyone who bought your jerseys in Anaheim. Oh. Yeah, sorry. I mean, he's worthless. He's worthless as a human being. He already said it. What he called them pretenders, right? Or, yeah, he called the Caribbean players pretenders at an all-black conference. He was talking about black players in the major leagues, and he was referring to Hispanic players as being contenders, pretenders. Ladies and gentlemen, I have news for you, Torrey Hunter. Oh, remember what he said? Well, my friends, you know, say this and this. Z black. Dude, I don't ask remember when I went on my rant? Hey, Big Dog, is he Hispanic? Hey, Big Dog, is he Hispanic? Is he white? Oh, that's right. I was asking, is he white? I went on a rampage that day when I said, oh, yeah, all my friends ask me, hey, is he white, dude? Is he white? What's Coffee going? Guys, did Brian mention if he's coming to join me? Oh, sorry. Italians are pretender white people. Cuervo is asking me if Brian mentioned if he's coming to join him for Campus on Cuervo.
With Cuervo.
Oh, Campus with Cuervo. The answer is yes, Cuervo. Or let me type that in the chat room before it gets to you, because there's about a 30-second delay. So, Cuervo, let me know if my yes in the chat room got to you before this entire segment. So, thank you very much. All right. What a no call on Thursday football, ladies and gentlemen. Brian, did you see it? I did not see it live, even though the game was on when I was watching it, because my brother-in-law, Elma's husband, our resident Cro-Magnon, or as they say, Neanderthal. That's the way you're supposed to pronounce it. It's not Neanderthal. It's Neanderthal. So, my resident Neanderthal was really slurped up on Thursday. He was in a good mood, though. That was cool. He was trying to pour me some soda. It spilt all over the range. I had never seen Coke go up in smoke like that. Did you guys know that when the range is up and you throw some Coke on there, it creates a caustic explosion? I felt like I was back in my seminary days in chemistry class. Wow. Anyway, my point was the no call in the Washington game. Brian, oh, my God. Oh, no, actually, I did see it when he, I guess, Noah tackled him, and he went all the way in for the touchdown, right? Did you see that one, dude?
No, I was thinking about the Detroit-Houston game. I didn't get to see all of the Cowboys-Redskins game. I saw the missed call in the Detroit game where the guy's knee went down and nobody challenged it or the referees reviewed it or anything. I didn't see Dallas. What happened?
Well, I understand that per the rules, you've got to follow the rules, like in baseball and the when to protest, when to see the ump, whatever. And apparently, as I understand it, the coach blew it because it was a scoring play. It was going to be reviewed automatically. So you cannot throw the red flag on an automatically reviewed play. If you do, the play's not reviewed.
Yes. You get a 15...
And a 15-yard penalty.
15-yard for unsportsmanlike conduct. And that was in the Texans game, not Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the Texas Lions game. And then Smith from Atlanta did that a couple weeks ago. The same thing. So they're going to review that. I had a thing on that. The NFL is going to review that. They don't like changing the rules in the middle of the season. This is something that doesn't really happen very often. So, because what it's supposed to be is, if you're thinking about reviewing it, the reason why this was done in the first place, why they do the unsportsmanlike, is because, of course, you know, everybody's got their guys up in the booth, and they're looking at their own videos. So what they try and do is they'll delay the game if they're thinking about challenging a call. And what they and how they do that is when the ball's on the ground or whatever, one of the players will kick the ball out of the way, and they get a 5-yard penalty for delay of game. During that time, you're listening to your guys up in the booth saying challenge it or don't challenge it. And they say, oh, challenge it. Then you throw your flag. Because you have up until the time is up until the ball is hiked. After
right.
that, you can't. So this gives them more time. So what they did in this case is if you throw the flag and you've already challenged or it's already a call that gets reviewed automatically, they call it an unsportsmanlike conduct. Unfortunately, though, this cost Detroit the game because the call would have been reversed, but because he threw the flag prematurely, they drew an unsportsmanlike, and the course, as you said, the play was not reviewed, so the play stood, and that cost him the game, and he knows it cost him the game. So they're looking at tweaking this somehow, so it still works both ways, but...
See, but he didn't know the rules. I'm the scorekeeper, and I say, stupid, follow the rules. You do it the way it's supposed to be.
Whether he knew the rules or not, he's got 15 freaking people around him that are assistants. Someone's got to know the damn rule.
Well, apparently not. Hey,
that's the stupidest rule I've ever heard, though. That is the dumbest rule I've ever heard.
I agree. It is a dumb rule.
I think so, too.
The only problem, though, is his was just a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, he probably forgot that everything gets reviewed, because remember, instant replay is... essentially pretty new, 2-3 years at the most, you know. So as soon as he saw, you know, what he knew was, you know, the guy was down or whatever the case may be, he just threw the flag, you know, without thinking. And after they were like, if this was going to be reviewed, you know, oh, well, you threw, okay, unfortunately, like 15 yards, we don't review it anymore. So he knew he screwed up.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play the role of Chris Rock right now. Brian, do you like ducks?
Never had it.
That's not exactly what I asked. I said, do you like ducks?
Oh, ducks? Yeah, I like ducks.
Okay, there was a question from Matt Alvarez in the chat room just a moment ago. He was saying, what is that noise? I hear something in the background, and it was coming from your phone. And then he puts in parentheses, is someone having sex off the air? Which technically it would be on air because we can hear it. And Matt Alvarez says it sounds like a duck. So when you said you like ducks and he says it sounds like a duck, well, if it quacks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it must be a duck.
Now, who said it was sex?
Matt!
No, I thought Matt said it was...
Our prepubescent guy said it was sex.
Oh, I thought he said it was a duck.
And he also said it was a duck.
Oh, because I was going to say, well, you know, I thought maybe it was coffee saying it was sex. And okay, I can expect that from coffee.
No, it came from Matt.
And then, okay, yeah, Matt would think duck first.
Yeah. So...
Is that having sex with a duck?
Brian, would you care to comment?
You know the Southerners.
Would you care to comment?
It's not my fault.
It's what?
It's not his fault.
It's not. Well, I mean, I did hear something a little while ago. So, you know, it's okay. Funny, at 7 o'clock, there must be something going on Blog Talk Radio, because everyone ditched us. They're gone. Except for Matt Alvarez and Brian. But Brian is stuck because he's going to go and spend some time with some hotties right now. So can you describe some of these hotties to us? Oh, hey, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get free pictures on Facebook of hotties on a regular basis, you can go to askmen.com on their Facebook one. And you can also go to, what's that, Kitty Porn Magazine? Maxim, there we go. Maxim Magazine.
It is not Kitty Porn. That's illegal.
Oh, it is?
Kitty Porn?
Oh, I owe everyone an apology.
Kitty Porn is 13 and under, sir.
Oh, sorry. I owe a massively professional and unprofessional apology.
I don't look like Kitty Porn, wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean that, guys. I was stupid, beyond stupid. I was just trying to be funny, but says, and now the chat room says I'm not here too, but you know I'm here.
If you want cute pictures.
Oh, we lost Brian when I said kitty porn.
Sexy pictures on Facebook. Go to the... Of course, AJ sent me this link.
What a shock!
It's called Hotties with the Body. That's a face page, and there's all kinds of pictures.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. I think that's why we lost Brian, because he's like, oh, hell no.
That's why I corrected you very, very quickly when you kept saying kitty porn. Oh, no, no, no.
Sorry.
We have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I do apologize. I was trying to be funny, and I was stupid. I fully admit it. I you know, what they say about that Maxim is what? It's just light.
You're thinking of softcore porn.
Yeah, sorry. For me to have equated that with the other, I owe everyone an apology. I am stupid. That's what, apparently, Sports Talk with the Guys is killing my brain cells, too. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! We're going into our second hour, ladies and gentlemen, of the four-hour morning here on blogtalkradio.com. Of course, on campus with Cuervo is going to be following us in about 1 hour. So let's just go ahead and continue, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of good stuff. I think it's because Matt was in there. I kind of thought about that kitty stuff. Oh, here we go. Oh! I see. Actually, the program is on right now.
Oh, he's off. He's on it a half hour earlier than usual. Usually he's on at 7:30 our time.
Yeah.
That's why Brian left.
That's why everyone left. All right, well, that's good. Well, thanks, Matt. No, I'm not trying to get arrested. I'm trying to be stupid. Okay, and I kill my own brain cells.
So
all right.
About a half hour, you're going to start heat. The front door.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, they were out here in the morning.
I'm talking about your comment.
Yeah, I'm serious. There were like six gang members because they were, you know, drag racing or whatever. And, man, the minute that the car just stopped when they slammed on the brakes, I think what happened is they hit the storm drain in the middle of the road because you know how these streets are. They've got those dips here. And, well, Matt will know about it. He's in California. And what happened, what I'm assuming is that they took it so hard that they hit their engine down there so hard that something wasn't working because you could hear him trying to start up and do all that stuff. So, yeah, you know, hey, it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen, and it's disappointing.
Matt says he's going to stay with us till the end.
Yeah, which is about 28 minutes away before the police show up. Thank you, Matt. Yes. And, Matt, your numbers are high now, aren't they, Matt? Isn't it great being a featured channel on Blog Talk Radio? It's like everyone's listening to Matt now and us and everything. We had over 700 downloads for last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that was great. We're very happy. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We just love it. Don't know how you tolerate us, but we're just thankful. Well, actually, everyone loves a big dog. I just don't know how they tolerate me. So, anyway. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, the Marlins are now have a lot of money.
The Miami?
Oh, that's right. The Miami. Yeah, Miami has a lot of stuff that they're going to be going with. So good for them. Gotta tell you, a lot of good stuff there's going on. So what else? Big Dog, let's go on to some other stuff. Oh, the Raiders still don't have a running back. So.
Yes, McFadden's still out, still hurt.
They have Marcel Reese. He's been carrying the rushing load for the Raiders while Darren McFadden rehabs from ankle injury. The Raiders are just not doing very well. Even though Reese is heavily involved and he packed up 193 total yards last weekend. Good for him. Good for him. He was probably one of the better players all of last week in total yardage.
Yeah, but the Raiders are going to suck this year again.
Really? Well, this week, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, Texans beat the Lions, right?
Yes, that was when we were talking about the call. They beat them in overtime, 34-31. The Redskins beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys needed this win very
38-31,
very
right?
38-31. The Cowboys needed this one really bad, and they could not get it done. And in the nightcap, it was a debacle for the Jets, as the Patriots just dismantled them 49-19.
I saw 35-0, and everyone was already talking about it. And, yeah,
and
I was watching it. They just killed them.
Lots of stuff happening off the field as everybody's savior, Tim Tebow.
What happened?
Well, he cracked some ribs the previous week. But Coach Ryan, right? Isn't he the coach there?
Yeah, sure.
Their coach did not put him on injury reserve, didn't put him on the injury list or anything. He said he's ready to go. Of course, Tebow was like, no, my ribs hurt too much. I can't play. So Coach Ryan said, no, you're healthy. You can play if we need you. So
his ribs cracked?
He says he has a cracked rib or two.
Well, what is the official prognosis?
It's a cracked rib.
He can play.
Sure he could. He had medical clearance.
Oof.
There's medical clearance. I mean, people.
Okay.
Toughen it up. Shake it off. It's a stinger.
Wow.
Anyways, there's. I just found it very interesting that, you know, the fact that he's hurt and the fact the coach is saying, well, if we need you, we're putting you in. He was not used at all. But still, the fact was he was active and ready to go. And I just find it kind of funny there that that's what's happening. Rest of the games this week, guys, it's going to be the Steelers at the Browns, the Bills at the Colts, the Broncos at the Chiefs, the Seahawks at the Dolphins, the Falcons at the Bucks, the Titans at the Jags, the Ravens at the Chargers, this is going to be a good one, the Niners at the Saints. Niners are 7-2. The Saints are 5-5, but they are home. So we'll see how that one goes. Then the Rams versus the Cardinals. The Packers versus the Giants. That will be the big. That's the night game on NBC. And Monday Night Football will be the Panthers versus the Eagles. Two sucky teams on Monday night once again.
So it's a sucky night.
Usually,
it's a sucky suck night.
Usually Thursdays is the suck night. But since it was Thanksgiving, I guess they figured, okay, we're going to put the suck night on Monday instead. So it's the Panthers versus the Eagles. Panthers are 2-8, and the Eagles are 3-7. God, they both suck.
Yeah, no kidding. And ladies and gentlemen, switching from suck to a good topic, Phil Nasons, who joins Tanya Mercado every now and then on the Five Tools Show. Actually, I believe he's on every other Tuesday. Carell Cooper is in the rotation as well, and I guess they just trade off. He's got a great program, great blog. I'm giving him some play on Facebook. Phil Nasons, you can catch him at philnasons.com. He has a podcast, does several programs, and it's really cool when he joins us. So just want to throw that one in there. Maybe he'll call in and talk about his programs in a little bit. It's really good stuff, guys. He's got a good podcast. You know, he's up in the Northeast, and I like his commentary. I'll tell you right off, I've said the same thing about Matt Alvarez. I love Matt Alvarez's style. I've always said we have our own Jim Rome right here. But it's just the way he sounds, the way Matt delivers it. But no, Matt does a fine program here, and we love him for it. And, I can't say that to an underage person, huh? That's not good. I'm sorry. Stuck with the kiddie porn. I'm sorry. I apologize. But, no, I'm just kidding. Matt Alvarez is one of the stalwarts right here on NDB Media. Well, if you use debacle, I'm going to use stalwart. I think it's great. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome all of our guests into a chat room. Thanks for joining us both live in the archive. Really awesome morning. I tell you, it's really going well. Really like it. I like it. So, I like it because it's going on. If it happened before, then I liked it. And then if we use the English future, is it, I will have liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the future perfect? or I will liked it. Yeah, that's I will liked it is the future, and I will have liked it, which is the future perfect. What the hell is a subjunctive? Can you diagram that for me? I didn't know that people actually are sick enough to diagram English sentences. It's like a little tree. I never diagrammed.
Do you watch SpongeBob? I may have seen a few episodes. I like this one that your daughter posted. It's says, the older I get, the more I understand Squidward's anger.
She put that.
Yeah. She put, well, you know, she forwarded the post from someone else.
Oh, I think Phil's going to be calling in like in about 5 minutes. Good stuff. Oh, he got the post. All right. Good stuff. I like that.
Really, guys. Really good stuff, man. Really is. So, all right, cool. All right. Because he has some big news in his program, too, which he posted.
I think they have, like, 3 programs on their channel. So this is a budding empire. As a matter of fact, it's the Phil Nason's media conglomerate.
Is this someone we need to squash?
No, there's no squashing here on NDB Media.
Oh, okay, sorry. I left the cat in the bag.
That's right. You never mention that on air. You reveal another document that you're only privy to? We also have news that we are in negotiations with DJ and Eli to bring them on for 90 minutes. So this is not Jim Rome in reverse. Oh, no, it is Jim Rome in reverse. Remember he had 5 hours? Then he went to 4, then 3. What is he now, like 30 minutes because of all of his pauses? See, Matt doesn't do that. Matt pauses for effect, whereas, you know, Jim Rome just pauses to extend his 5-hour deal. That's all it is. I think he says, like, what, 5 words in his whole 2-hour program?
What channel is he on now?
I don't know. Don't care.
Isn't there, like, an NBC cable sports channel or something or other?
Yeah, and they've now named it something.
Or a CBS sports channel. I forgot what channel it is.
Yeah, it really matters.
Keeps wearing out his welcome everywhere.
So it's good.
I want to give a shout-out to Sonia N. Menson. Of course, you know she was on with us for the entire program last week. She just posted. She's in Rose. Oh, I mean, anyway, she's somewhere in the United States. She's talking about game day rivalry is finally here. She's great, man. She's got some great thoughts when it comes to sports. Let's see. I think it's NBC Sports, says Matt Alvarez. So, yeah. I think it is. You're so right. 2 great minds think alike. When I find them, I'll let you know.
Trouble, yeah.
And when I find them, I'll let you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a little bit of, we're going to pause and screw around here for a little bit. I've got some sports trivia I want to get to. And I'm not talking about Hector Macho Camacho. We already had that pass. Let me see.
As well as he.
Well done, big dog. All right, on this day.
Much of it.
Sheesh. I can't. Damn it, I hate this iPhone. In a decision NFL commissioner Pete Rozelle will later come to regard, the league plays a full slate of 7 games just 2 days after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. None of the contests are telecast because of all the networks are covering the assassination and the murder of accused assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, which takes place this morning in 1963. Today's birthday is Duck Medwick, born in 1911, Yale Lowry, 1930, Oscar Robertson, 1938, Dave Bing, 1943, and Keith Primeau in 1971.
Have you ever done a Tuesday Night America?
I thought you were going to say something like a correct pronunciation.
About the Kennedy assassination?
No, we have not, because I don't think I've ever been on air on the night of Kennedy.
No, I mean just. I mean, just
maybe we'll do it on our World History Channel.
Have you ever talked about the Kennedy assassination on any of your multiple channels?
I'm sorry, was that multiple channels or I heard multiple something? What was that
channel?
Man, I think my hearing is going and my vision because I'm seeing something else. No, but I guess we'll do it.
No, I'm just wondering.
I'm talking about the JFK special.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that too. So that's what I have in a little bit of trivia. We'll get to some other stuff right now, but we do have a caller in the queue. And did you notice I emphasized caller? So Have no doubt, ladies and gentlemen. There's not, like, a bunch of people I'm choosing from right now. It's Saturday morning. There's just one. Don't forget there is a one-second delay. And, of course, let us know who you are and where you hail from. You are live on the Saturday morning extravaganza of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Phil Mason from Greece. How's everything?
How are you doing, Phil? We're doing very well this morning. Thanks for calling in this morning. I saw your post on Facebook. Not that I was doing two things at the same time, but the point is
I was multitasking?
Yeah. Big dog, you speak well of me this morning. Wow. Phil, what's up? How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How's everything there?
We're doing very well. We're talking about the biggest the breaking news of the day, of course. It's official. Hector Camacho did pass away this morning. And, of course, we're talking about the football games that are going on. In non-sports-related news, JR, Larry Hagman, also passed away. And there's just a lot of stuff going on, man. We're just having a good time. Phil, I want to thank you for accepting my invite. I've been talking about your show. I haven't been forwarding it as much as I have because my iPhone and Facebook doesn't have the share option. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm really unhappy with that. You're nodding, big dog. Is that true?
Yeah.
You're having that same problem?
I think it's iPhone doesn't.
So, ladies and gentlemen, now you know when I'm lying and when I'm not because the big dog confirms it. So you can basically say in my humble opinion right now. Or no, I'm telling you the truth. So we have difficulty, but alluding to that, Phil Nations has a great podcast in the world of electronica, of digital airwaves. Phil, please, you're live. Tell us, other than waking you up, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, but that's what we do here in the morning. Tell us about your programs, Phil.
Well, it's not. I didn't wake up. It's 5:16 in the afternoon here. Actually, I did wake up to come across the street to put my blog post up. We do a daily show. It's pretty much, it's almost everywhere now, as you know, Roger. We have picked up stations here and there and everywhere, and we're continuing to grow. And it started out as a sports show, and then people write in and they say, hey, I have this book I want you to read. Maybe you'll put me on the show. And I started doing that. So, and I do all kinds of different things. You know, when you do a daily show, it's difficult to have fresh stuff every day. And you can talk about the Jets every day, and it just makes you sick. How many times can I talk about sexy Jesus in one day, in one week? It's just too much. So I listen to people, and they say, hey, have you ever done a tarot reading, for example? And I said, hey, I should try that. So I did, and now that's a regular bit on Tuesdays. It's kind of turned into like an Art Bell type of show, in a way, with all different types of things. Art Bell was like my hero in radio. He's my inspiration outside of sports talk radio. When I grew up, we didn't have sports talk radio, did we, Roger?
No, we did not. We were lucky if during the season we would get one day a week, right, guys? Yeah, the big dog over here, same thing. I remember Dodgers, Angels. It was before or after the game, and that was it. And actually, it was after the game as everyone was going home. That was the extent of it. We just
That's
didn't
right.
have sports radio.
Exactly. But we had different kinds of radio, and I've always been fascinated by the radio. I think I told you this before. I became like this big Lone Ranger fan because of the radio. I'm a kid who fell asleep with a transistor radio underneath his pillow with that little one earphone. I mean, I carried that little thing everywhere with a 9-volt battery. But that's what we did, you know, and we didn't sit in front of computers. We carried it around. It was like a Walkman before it was a Walkman, if you know what I mean. But
I remember
and
that.
And I'm just inspired by those things. And that's kind of like getting into the show, too. So pretty lucky.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny. And in my excitement, I interrupted you, and I apologize. But I remember we'd buy those little radios at Radio Shack. Remember what we would call portable radios? Tape them to our belts or put them in our pockets and line that little earphone through our shirts and just put it in our ear. And we were pretending to be Secret Service agents. I think it was kind of cool. I'm sorry. That's
yeah, you know.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, okay.
I was having a James Bond moment.
No, it's okay because it's fun to talk to you. But here's the thing. My uncle had a radio shop in Michigan, and I used to spend the summers there with my grandfather. And he was something else. I earned my very first radio sweeping out his store, and I had it for years. Because we didn't have Radio Shack even until I was probably 15, I suppose, 16. But that's what we did, is we listened to the radio, we used our imaginations, and we became more cultured because of the radio. That's where we got all our information. The TV, my parents wouldn't let us watch TV only once or twice a week. And we listened to the radio. That's what we did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
And that was my experiences, man.
I hear you. I appreciate
and that's
that.
That's why I do what I do.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
You guys
and
have a
matter
great
of fact,
show
you
too.
Had a little bit of breaking news this week, or maybe not necessarily breaking news, but you had a nice announcement this week.
Yeah, I was pretty fired up about that. That's a great way to start Thanksgiving off. We are now part of the Ohio Sports Radio Network. So we're pretty much moving on, and we're going to have a couple more bigger announcements in the next couple of weeks. So, I mean, it's a lot of work to promote, because you know yourself. No one's going to come to you. You have to go to the mountain. And it's a lot of work being a one-man show. You know that, Roger, right?
Yeah, on Tuesday night it is difficult sometimes, and some of the other problems. It is. When I do the one, I use that term loosely, one-man show. But, yeah, it's true. It is. I'm lucky that I had the big dog here with me in the mornings on Saturday. And for those of you that know and don't know, well, you've already heard it. The big dog's been carrying the program. So it would have died a long time ago, big dog. Oh, cut it out. You know you love me blowing air up there. Kind of like, you know, the Colonel in Top Gun, remember? Remember when he tells Tom Cruise, I'm not going to go blow sunshine up your butt? You have enough points to go and graduate the rest of your class. The reason why I asked Phil to be on is, as I mentioned, he's also been on the Five Tools show with Tanya Mercado. That's actually how I discovered him. It was, it's been within the last year, I believe, Phil. And he's been on, I'd say, regularly. And, of course, I follow the links, and I'm a follower to it. Every time there's a podcast on there. I'm behind, though, this week. I don't know why. I think my stomach is evidence of such. But I try to catch the programs, and I noticed your post that you are now in the Ohio area. That's sweet, dude. Last time I was in Ohio was, like, in 1991.
Well, I'm there every day now, so it's pretty cool. And they even picked up the tennis show that I have, so... And that's kind of a niche market, so that was pretty cool. Now, you said something about J.R. Hagman passed away, huh?
Yes, he passed away yesterday. Okay. Oh, I probably said J.R. Hagman, Larry Hagman, yeah, which one?
Larry Hagman, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you in?
Yeah.
What a show that was. What a great actor. Remember I Dream of Jeannie?
I'm sorry?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yes, sir, and Dallas, of course. Yeah. The Big Dog had some information on it. I believe it was confirmed by... Big Dog, would you go over it again?
Yeah, it was confirmed by Linda Gray's agent, and Linda Gray, of course, was his TV wife on Dallas, and she was by his bedside when he passed away. She was with him when he died.
And this was in the afternoon, late yesterday.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Because that was, you know what, that Dallas, that was the very first nighttime soap opera, wasn't it?
I believe so, yes.
Now look what they have, reality TV.
Yeah, that's right. I remember being up Friday nights in the 70s and 80s with my sister. We'd watch the Dukes of Hazzard and Dallas. I remember that.
That's right, CBS.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Friday nights and then Saturday nights was the Love Boat and Fantasy Island. You remember that?
Oh, yes. The plane,
I talked about that on my
plane.
Show. Yeah. But, yeah, see, I do that television bit on Tuesdays, as you know, and I was thinking about the Love Boat the other day for some reason, and I said, wow, they were kind of cheeky. When you look back at them now, though, you know, we thought they were the best, but when you look back at them now, compared to what they do, what these TV producers are doing now, it's almost cheeky stuff on Love Boat.
It very much is. I mean, for you to do the Love Boat, even in the spirit of, I just don't think it would fly today, and that's the way things have changed. Some people in the world of the dramatic, the drama and stuff say everything post 9/11 is darkened, more realistic. I'm probably not, you know, enunciating it correctly, but they say the world has changed, and I'm sure it has. The world changed after Vietnam. And someone sent it in a different direction. George Lucas sent it, sent it off in yet another course. And now we have 9/11 that does it, and I'm sure we'll have something after that. And far be it for me to even, you know, tone down those events. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying that, yeah, things change what we do. No one will watch a program like The Love Boat today. And my daughters were bored watching Saved by the Bell yesterday. I'm sorry. The first season, I caught an episode of Netflix. That does not hold up very well, Phil.
I remember that show. That was, I think I was in college when that came out, maybe. But, yeah, of course. You're absolutely right.
Same age there, Phil. I was there, too. And
That's right. We are the same. I forgot. I always forget that there's people actually my age and older.
Yes.
Because we've hit that age where it's easier to find somebody younger than you than older than you.
Matt in the chat room, that's not a cheap shot, pal. Don't worry. We won't play Barney for you, dude. We're respectful of you today. We always pick
Barney.
On Matt. Awesome. Saved by the Bell. Well, there it is. See, we have fans in Matt Alvarez, too, in Saved by the Bell. As you all know, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Alvarez is on our Friday program here on NDB Media Sports Talk with the Guys. He has the Matt Alvarez Sports Opinion Show. It's really good stuff. It's on 1 p.m. Pacific time, and it's on for 2 hours. He just, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, just like us, when he's on the air, no one is safe. I got to tell you. So tell us, Phil, what's on the calendar? Just for our listening audience, please, tell us how often the program is, what time it's on, and if you have any other things you want to share with us. And, of course, we invite you to stay on with us for the next 30 or so minutes as we finish up.
Sure. I'd love to. Okay, well, we're on Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Max Sports Channels. We're also on every day on the Ohio Sports Radio Network. Times to be announced. This happened so quickly. And when I mean, really quickly. I pitched the show to him. He wrote back and said, sounds good. I wrote back to him and said, and I wanted some more details. I said, and then also, when would you like to start? And he said, how about Friday? So,
wow.
So we're still trying. I don't know what times they're on yet because it's been a holiday, but that's where we are, Monday through Friday. On Mondays, I do a lot of fantasy basketball stuff. I recap the NFL games and this and that. On Tuesdays, it's more like a pop culture day where I talk about the television shows that I had time to watch, and I talk about I do that tarot reading thing. I just try to make that funny. I mean, I just use it as entertainment. I don't believe it or whatever. But
Phil. That's okay. No problem, Phil. We're good with that. No problem.
I mean, it's just a funny bit that people seem to like. But and then on Wednesdays, I do whatever, really, mostly NBA stuff during this period. Thursdays, Jamie and Smith joins me, and he's my co-host, and we talk about everything in that hour. That's probably my favorite hour of the week. And then on Fridays, it's nothing but baseball. I have Eric Steven from True Blue LA. He's also SB Nation LA sports editor. So he comes on and talks about the Dodgers and the other teams in the National League West. And then I'm joined by Mark Berman from BloggingMets.com, and he and I do our weekly Mets report. I'll be joined by Alex Hall this week. He'll start with the Oakland Athletics weekly report. And Eric Pleiss from Knuckleballs.com talks. We do Minnesota Twins report. I couldn't spit that out, Roger.
Yeah, Phil, let me tell you, you stayed on it. You had all the websites, dude. I bow to you. We're not worthy. You did very well on that one.
Alex, I'm sorry, Alex Hall is athleticsnation.com.
Aw, dude, now you're done. It's just no good.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, because we're sorry right here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Phil, your website, part of the Phil Nason's media conglomerate empire. What's your website?
Yeah, it's PhilNathans.com. Yeah, my big empire. It's not as big as yours, Roger.
Hey, it's one and the same. If we have someone that says yes, sir, to us, we'll take it, right?
That's right.
That's right.
By the way, congratulations to you. I saw the posting on Facebook, and thank you for sharing that link with me. That's pretty big. You have two channels now on Blog Talk Radio. Wow, that's pretty good. Bravo.
I appreciate that, Phil. And thank you, sir. Yes. Well, it's the hard work and the phenomenal work of everyone on the channel. I also commented that many people can have featured channels on Blog Talk Radio, but they have to pay for it, for that featured status. And we didn't. That's why it took us 5 years to get there.
We earned it.
Yeah, we earned it the old-fashioned way. We made people listen.
Well, if they would get iTunes sorted out, because I was a subscriber to the show, and it just, the feed, everything just disappeared, and I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my iTunes thing, and that helps me keep track of the podcast, because sometimes I forget. I was very good with my links because I do this every day. But the podcasts I listen to, if they're not on my iTunes feed, I might miss them.
Yeah. No, I know. I hear you. There were some issues with that, I think, in the summer of last year. And I know that we are listed on – you see, iTunes is doing something different with this podcast because there's just so many. We're like on a – not a temp page, but we're on, I think, a beta version of something else that they're going to do. Because they're working with Blog Talk Radio, there were a lot of technical stuff. And I know some programs are still on there, some are not. And guess which ones we are? Not on there.
All right.
But we're actually on the temp page, and I'm going to have to find the link. But I know that if you click on our show page right now, if you're on the chat room or if you go through Facebook, whatever, it'll take you to our main page, and there is the little iTunes feed. And if you click on the iTunes feed, it will take you to the page where we are, and you can sign up for it again.
That's what I'll do. I'll do that as soon as I finish with this show, because I want to devote my complete attention to your show this morning.
Well, I appreciate that, sir, and I do appreciate that. I really – oh, man. See, now I'm getting a little bit of praise, and I don't know what to do with it. Flattery, I fall apart, Phil. Yeah, flattery gets you everywhere with me. Yeah.
I'm trying to get my own show, Big Dog. I'm not doing so well, apparently.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. You want to be with NDBB? You're done. You're in. I missed something. I mean, usually I'm going around begging everyone. And no, it never works for me. But when Cliff asks, it works. The only one that I was able to get in was Tanya. She was the one because Cliff was able, and I don't think Tanya wanted to bite, whatever, blah, 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 but we let it go for a while. And I said, Tanya, you want to do a program with us? Yes! That's the only time someone said yes to me. And thank God she was a woman. It's the only time a woman has ever said to me yes. Because even my wife hasn't said yes to me. I don't know.
Maggie,
I said, I don't know.
Well, Maggie had to say yes to marry me.
Well, okay, yes to marrying me. But even sometimes Maggie says, hey, dude, I was asleep. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. But the one I want to go to is from one program. I just love this. I really don't recall saying this, but Zeke recorded this one. Ladies and gentlemen, you know it's one of my favorites. Hold on a moment. Those are Doritos. Doritos, ladies and gentlemen. You want to score with this guy? You want to make him happy? Doritos Cool Ranch, baby. That's the sad truth, ladies and gentlemen. Doritos Cool Ranch. Hey, Phil, I'm actually going to ask you to take over for a moment. I need you to cover for me for about a minute because I'm hearing beeping on my phone. It means the battery is going and I have to call back in. So, Phil, thank you for your timely, but, dude, you're in. Take over as of right now, please, and we'll be right back.
All right. Big Dog. How's everything? Okay, you know what? I have to tell you. I can't see anything that's happening in the chat room, but I'll tell you something. It's kind of depressing this afternoon for me to discover that Hector Macho Camacho passed away. I can't believe that he's gone. I remember meeting him in Las Vegas, and I remember watching him fight so many times. And I knew that he had problems and issues with his life, but geez, and you know, you wonder sometimes about these boxers, how the culture of boxing is really just street kids who got lucky. Are you there?
We're here now. Yeah.
Okay, I was talking about Macho Camacho.
Yeah, and Phil, I do apologize because I know just as I disconnected the phone, you reached out to the Big Dog. The Big Dog, unfortunate. is right here before me. Poor guy has to deal with me early in the morning, especially when I don't brush my teeth, and that kind of sucked this morning. I'm sorry.
Well, at least you dressed today, so I'm happy.
At least I dressed it.
Yeah, usually, you know, I hate when you're hearing...
Shut up. Don't even shut up. Don't, you big dog, just shut up.
And your tank top and underwear, I mean, that's a little much, you know. The tighty-whities, they're okay, but, you know,
They're boxer shorts. Sorry, Phil, just kidding. Phil's like...
No, it's okay. I was just sharing with the audience about my thoughts about Macho Camacho and the whole culture of boxing. You know, that it's depressing because I met the guy in Las Vegas and I've seen him around. He was a straight-up decent guy. He just had some major issues in his life. And a lot of it is that culture of boxing, I think, Roger. That's what I was trying to share with the fans of your show and probably millions of listeners out there. It's just amazing that these street kids who make it big, they always end up reverting back to the streets, don't they seem to?
Yeah, you know, they do. That's he had a tough life growing up, and he was able, luckily, to find boxing and try and better himself, but he kept falling off the wagon, unfortunately, for himself. Great fighter, entertained the public, is he loved entertaining, as well, hell of a boxer, just all the antics that he had, all the costumes that he wore, and, the BS that he talked before, the fights and stuff, but always was a great fighter. We need an entertainer like that again in boxing because boxing, pretty much is boring right now, especially with UFC the way it is taking off. But, we lost a great one today, with Camacho, unfortunately, being brain dead, and they took him off life support. And as soon as they took him off life support, I don't think it was more than 10 minutes that he passed away right after that. So, he was done, unfortunately.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, and guys, both of you guys, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I thank you, big dog. I am wrong. yeah. You got it right away.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, which is par for the course. So that's cool. As I was reading the report this morning, is when you came in, didn't they say that he actually had cardiac arrest and then they took him off?
No, what it was.
Was it the other way around?
When he first had his accident, his heart did stop that night. That was on Tuesday night. When they brought him into the hospital, he was in cardiac arrest, and his heart stopped. And then they put him on life support, because of the gunshot and losing all that blood and everything. He stayed on life support, never woke up, stayed in a coma. And I believe it was yesterday they announced, yesterday morning, Friday morning, that he was clinically brain dead. And that's when the family decided to take him off life support. I guess this might have been either late Thursday night or early Friday morning because they gave the family like a day to 2 days to, I guess, fly down to Puerto Rico to say their goodbyes. And I guess everybody got there pretty fast because they decided to do it early this morning. I thought it was going to be later on, but they did it early this morning. And within, like I said, under 10 minutes, he passed away. So that was the only thing keeping him alive.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, before I head on back over to Phil, we have some comments in the chat room. Of course, Claw was in momentarily reminding us of Mr. Camacho. See, Claw says he's having issues. But Tim was talking about apparently blood flow to the brain was restricted.
It wasn't the fact that it was restricted. It was the fact that he lost so much of it when he got shot. The gunshot severed three separate arteries.
You mentioned that, yeah.
So all that blood was lost, and
by the time he got more in there, the damage was done.
Yeah, the damage was done. There was not enough blood flowing to his brain. So, and of course, with that, your brain is oxygen deprived because oxygen is in your blood. So, with all that happening, there was pretty much no hope. And they said even if he had survived, he was probably going to be a quadriplegic for the rest of his life. Because it not only did the shot, I guess, entered his jaw in a downward angle, went through his jaw, severed the arteries in his neck, and landed in his shoulder, but along the way severed two of his vertebrae in his neck. And that's what was going to cause the paralysis for the rest of his life.
So, I mean,
he was sitting in the car, and he was a Mustang. So it's a car down low anyways, and most likely the guy's... Either they said the two I'm not sure if it was one or two
I
cars.
I guess I see the shot coming
in an SUV, so they're up high anyway, so they're shooting at a downward angle. So it probably came in on one side of his face, exited through the other side, straight down that this way.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the times that I actually wish that we had video here and you could see what we're doing, because I swear this is right out of JFK. And I was going to tell the big dog right now, dude, where's the magic bullet? You know, because the way you're angling it, I don't know if it could...
I mean, I don't know if it came left to right or right to left, but I'm figuring the way they mentioned it, it has to have gone
back and to the left.
Yes,
back and to the left. I'm sorry.
So...
Phil gone quiet because he's like, I'm not going to be talking about that with these two turkeys.
And, of course, drugs were found.
Yeah.
You know, there were 9 bags of cocaine found on the friend who was killed at the scene. And there was the 10th bag that was found was open in the car. So don't know if anybody did an autopsy or they will be doing an autopsy on Macho or not to see if there was drugs in his system. No one knows. At this point, it's moot. Doesn't matter. He's gone either way. So, I mean, I would just leave him.
Yeah, Phil, in your experience, honestly and seriously, what's the deal on something like this? I think they're just going to go ahead and... bury him at this point, right? Would they even bother to do an autopsy?
They'll do one. I don't know the law down there, but if they were in America, they would do an autopsy. But there, I don't know. And like Big Dog said, what's the point? Honestly, what would be the point? I mean, other than to tarnish this guy's legacy even further than he's already done to it himself.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like a drug deal gone bad, and unfortunately... It is what it is, and the world lost a great fighter, and more importantly, Hector Camacho lost the ability to show the youth of his world that you can actually change your life through boxing and to be an actual role model instead of destroying that legacy that he created, and that's what he did. And that's really the lasting legacy of Hector Camacho, won't be the fancy ring clothes that he wore, but the fact that he died in a car with 10 bags of blow. That's too bad, and it's not good. And these young people who idolize him, well, you know how that culture is. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
And he'll be a hero to some,
yep.
But to others he'll never be able to reach because of the crap, and that's too bad. I think that's my opinion on the whole thing. But I'm kind of bummed, you know, because he was really cool, I thought.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I first heard about it, I think it was on Tuesday, and it was on Tanya's program, by the way. And, I immediately said, hey, wait a minute. Hector Not-So-Macho Camacho? So wait a minute, is that the boxer or the pitcher? Remember, there was a pitcher with the Indians, too, that they would call him Not-So-Macho Camacho, too. And she says, pitcher? Boxers. I'm sorry, why? Too young for that. I'm sorry. I remember the Indians in the 80s. And there was a pitcher by the name of Camacho as well. So I was genuinely surprised that my wife later that evening did tell me, have you heard about Hector? And it was all over the Spanish news as well. I mean, this was a big deal. And Phil, just taking an idea from what you said a moment ago, yeah, up until this point, his image was burnished in all of our minds differently. And now... 1 year from now, or 10, 15, 20 years from now, when there are, clones of us, they're going to be saying on this day, Hector died, he was taken off, life support, and he was, he had 10 cases of blow in the car. It's unbelievable. And that's how it's going to go. He died, he died after being shot in a drug deal, and that's it.
Well,
yep.
I mean, we don't know if it was a drug deal. I mean, they weren't doing drugs. No one, and of course, the whoever shot him, whether it was one person or more than one person, got away. No one knows any details of who it was, what it was, or anything. But something went wrong. I agree. I mean, it's probably a drug deal gone bad. Whether that was the drug deal there or something in the past that happened, where this was a revenge type of thing, no one's gonna know. And to me,
like
I said, it doesn't matter. I mean,
yeah.
He's gone. Great fighter. Could not get away from his, the bad side. Just no one there was strong enough to tell him, don't do this. No one was enough of a friend of his to try and lead them the right way, you know, and that's the bad part. You get all these hangers on and of course, don't want to say anything bad because they're afraid of being on the outside looking in, and no one wants that.
Yeah, Tim actually had two more comments in the chat room. He says, probably owes someone some money. The drug pay tends to settle debts ruthlessly. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Especially in Hispanic or Latin America.
Yeah, it is.
They are extremely violent down there.
Yeah, and taking it now a step further, as far as our generation, everyone who knows him, I don't think it'll change our opinion. It just saddens the view that we have. Because,
I mean, he had great fights. I mean, those fights between him and Chavez.
Dude, they were great, man. You don't have that anymore.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, boxing.
Imagine that stuff in today's internet world.
Boxing is nowhere like it used to be, you know, in the mid-'80s. You know, there were actual rivalries, and you know, it was entertaining. Now it's not. That's why everybody goes to UFC. I mean, you know, it's all about the entertainment now. That's all I care about.
I also wish to clarify something that my comment about the clones show in the future. Tim says, did Scorekeeper say Coffee's show? Maybe Phil Cobb. No, not Phil. Maybe Mr. Coffee. Maybe be doing a program like that in the future. Of course, he's from Minnesota, so hey, it is what it is. We have a little bit of hockey news as well, ladies and gentlemen. Phil, did you have any other comments on that?
Not really. Tell you what, though. What Big Dog's... I'm having a big time or a hard time hearing you guys.
Oh, I do apologize. It must
no,
be
it's
the...
okay. I keep hearing no. myself.
Okay, yeah, it is the echo. Sometimes I have had a little bit of difficulty with the phone when I'm in studio. My new iPhone. Oh, thanks, Steve Jobs. Doesn't work in garages, and knowing he started in a garage, how appropriate.
Studio.
Think of that.
It's not a garage, it's a studio.
Yes, that's right. In the NDB Media World Imperial headquarters.
That's right.
Yes, well, be that as it may, the washroom's just on the other side. So how imperial is that? Well, we'll try to keep it cool right now. And what was I going to right now? What was I? There's something else I was going to go to right now. Did I say it? Or did I keep it up in my brain up here? Aw. Oh, hockey. Yes, hockey. Now the All-Star Game's been canceled, too.
Along with all games through December 14th.
Yeah, which is about the time of the All-Star Game? The
All-Star Game is a little bit later, but yes.
Oh, well, that's right. How can you have an All-Star Game if there's really no season, right?
That's right.
Well, that's
and, why. And of course, 2 weeks ago they canceled the New Year's Day Classic, so that's gone also.
Say it ain't so, Big Dog.
No one to play. And the reason why they did that is because had they not... they would have been on the hook for the $3 million it would have cost to reimburse, I believe it was, whatever college they were playing at. I forgot what college it was.
But they always played at Yankee Stadium.
No, that was just last year.
Oh.
You were just special for 1 year. Sorry.
I was just special. I thought I was special every year.
No.
That's what you used to tell me in school?
Well, you know you're special there.
You moron.
No, it changes every year. So they only had to pay, I believe it was something like $100,000 for them holding that date. And the fact that they canceled out, that they only had to pay the $100,000 instead of the $3 million it would have cost for everything that was involved in holding the Classic there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing with hockey is just so depressing. You know, basketball has talked about this in their collective bargaining where you have to blow it up to make it up or something like that. And they used this with hockey so many years ago when they had the strike that sometimes you have to blow everything up, and it's not drug-related or any other innuendo-related, but you've got to blow it up to make it up again. And now this is what? How many times is this now, Phil, that hockey has entered into such protracted negotiations that it just might completely destroy the league now? This is depressing. Oh, somehow he went on hold. No, I'm sorry. Oh, it's good. He was dropped. Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't realize the call was dropped. Phil, this is the second time hockey has entered protracted problems. Is hockey going to survive
yes.
this one? Or, okay, go ahead.
No, it won't. I'm sorry to say, I don't think it will. I personally, when this is actually the fourth time in my lifetime that this has happened, but when this lockout began, this current one, I wrote on my blog that I'm finished with the National Hockey League, and I am. I'm just done with it. And I'm a big, big, big Rangers fan, but no, I'm done with it. You know something? You get to this point where these guys are making millions of dollars. They've had issues in the past where they've lost their fans because of these same things, and yet they can't even come together on even little things. You know, these guys already get a 50-50 split of the revenues. It's like walking into your – and I should take this out of the players, but in this case I'm not. It's like walking into your employer and saying, guess what? You have to lose money in order to hire me. Why would anyone do that? I mean, this isn't a fantasy hockey game. These are professional clubs that need to be run, and they're there to make money, and I get that. But the players have gotten out of hand. It's this whole union business, I think. I've really become convinced that unions are the bane of our existence. There, I said it. Now I'll get killed.
you should see Scorekeeper on this side. See, you know, Scorekeeper, of course, was a union shop steward for many, many years. he's pulling his hair out right now for what you just
Sorry,
said.
Sorry, Scorekeeper. I'm just
no,
ticked
no,
off, man.
No.
That's all.
That, to quote Bill Clinton, that takes some brass ones, Bill. And no,
so,
okay,
Roger, that's why you.
No,
Roger,
ahead,
that's
no.
why you like me, because I say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
But I've thought about this a lot. You know, look at Hostess Bakery, for example. I mean, what did they do? The employees went on strike. And I get the fact that we should pay people. But since I've lived here in Greece, the average salary is about $800 a month. And these are managers of resorts and stuff. I mean, so why do we need all that money? I mean, why do we have to pay people that much? And why should we allow a union to hold us out like that? I mean, would Hostess treat people fairly if they didn't have a union? I don't know. This is a different conversation, but back to the hockey thing. This is why I don't hockey anymore.
But, Phil, I appreciate it. And, yes, that's why I do listen to the program. And I respect you, and I respect you having your opinion. This is a conversation that maybe we can have in the future. I will say this, Phil. There is some truth to what you are saying. And I have to clearly admit, and I will admit that. But there is another side to it, that the issue with Hostess, this was a company that was being run into the ground.
Yeah.
And it was exasperated by the union hardcore negotiating tactic.
Yes.
There was
right.
many people.
They were already in trouble going in.
Yeah.
And the union just kind of like pushed them over the edge. And the union went, here, let me help.
You know, guys, come on. As a member, as an activist, it's called shared sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I've done that, where I go without raises or I take cuts and stuff. It's just the way it is. So what you're saying about the hockey stuff, and that's where we're going to go back to the hockey stuff. Dude, it's right on there, where the audacity is that you guys have to be in the red to operate this business. No. No, you don't. Because it will not survive.
And the fact is, you know, as it is right now, because the negotiation is the owners want a 50-50 mix right now, because that's not where it's at. Right now, the players, I believe the players are getting 56% of, you know, of the pie, and the owners get the other 44%. So, you know, they want an even keel. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with 50-50. What's wrong with 50-50?
Okay.
You know? But the fact is, I mean, there's other contributing factors in there. But the fact is, as I said before, hockey is the number four sport of four sports in the United States. You know, hockey.
No, there's five.
Hockey is not.
There's a lingerie league.
Hockey is not a big.
That's right. There is, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. Hockey's not, you know, they can't afford to lose any more fans. They lost a bunch last time. As I said, they're the number four of four professional sports.
Five.
Type of. In the United States.
Oh, okay, type, all right.
And, you know, they don't have the money that comes in like football and baseball does. Even basketball makes a great deal of money. Hockey, the fans are rabid and stuff, but it's a small base, and they can't afford to lose people. And they're going to lose a lot, even, you know, like myself. I mean, I watch hockey somewhat, you know, all the Kings and Ducks.
Liar, you're not watching hockey right now.
But when it does come back, am I going to want to go back to it? Am I going to want to go back and start getting into it if 2 or 3 years from now they're going to go back on strike for an entire season again?
Yeah.
You know, because from the way things look, they're going to lose the entire season again.
And that's what I'm talking about, guys. The whole issue of hockey now, where is it? It looks bad. I am a casual hockey fan. And what I love about hockey is that I'm not that much of a fan, and nor is my wife, yet we both love going to hockey games. It's much better in person. It is, you can say that basketball, football, and baseball, it's much better in person. But hockey, there's a whole different level, man. I remember in 1988, my first hockey game, my sister said, here are these tickets. They were awesome tickets because of where she worked. My friend, Wilfredo and I went over there. She gave us $20 in 1988. That's a lot of money, dude. I mean, with $20, you could buy everything and still have change. And we bought the hot dogs, we bought the nachos, and we sat down, and we were there for a minute and a half, and everyone stood up. And we're like, what is going on? And we're literally, you know, 17 and 18-year-old kids, we're looking up, and there it is, the first fight. We're like, oh, we're 2 minutes in, and there's a fight.
What took so long?
It's good stuff. But, you know, it's just disappointing that this is going through with hockey now. And, you know, Tim had a comment in the chat room about, you know, why are the players responsible for what management does? And, you know, I've mentioned this in the past. People talk about salaries as being too much. So, wait a minute. Why is the player at fault? Management chose to pay that player that. I will never complain about how much a player, a manager, whatever, earn, and I use that term loosely, whatever they're paid, as long as they just shut up and do what they're told. That's what you have to do. But when you start complaining about your contract, when you start, you know, come on, dude, you signed that contract too. So we have to hold each other to the same standard. So management pays it, the players, you know, they earn it. And that's the only thing I would say on that. You can call me Forrest Gump now, so it's all good. I want my box of chocolates. Oh, wait, I got maraschino cherries. Oh, my sister on Thanksgiving had a box of maraschino cherries. Do you have those in Greece, Phil?
No, we don't. We have olives, though, lots of them.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the olives, please.
I got to tell you, we have these huge freaking olives. They're like cue balls. But, they're great. I tell you something. If you guys ever want to relax and have a little snack, and I'm pretty good at this, you get yourself some olives, some feta cheese, and a nice bottle of wine, and you'll have a very good time. This is my Greek tip for the day. But this hockey game is bizarre. And you know something? I'm the same way. When I was a kid, Reggie Jackson signed a contract for a lot of money with the New York Yankees. And I said to my dad, I said, how in the world can he get that kind of money? He's not worth that. And my dad says, it's not Reggie Jackson's fault. It's George Steinbrenner's fault. He's the one who paid him. And then he explained it to me this way. He says, son, when you get a job and someone says to you, I'm going to give you $1,000 to lift that flashlight. And the next guy says, I'm going to give you $500 to lift that flashlight. Which one will you take? You're going to take the $1,000 for doing the same job because only an idiot would not. And that's how I got it. It had nothing to do with greed. It's what the owners pay. But in this hockey situation, it's a little different because these players, like you said very well, these guys signed a contract for a lot of money. Some of these guys would make a lot of money, and I don't begrudge them of that at all, not even close. I think it's great that they can get what they get from these owners. But now they want even more. Where do these owners get that money? And here's the thing that the players are forgetting. The only way that these guys will get their paychecks is if backsides walk through the turnstile. And they're not walking through the turnstile anymore because there's not any more hockey. And they lost that somewhere. And when they come back, if they come back, they won't come back this year, I don't think. I had a hockey show, by the way, a weekly one, that we canceled already because there's no point in even talking about it. I'm done with it. But if and when they come back, I would bet you that 60% of their fan base is gone.
I agree. I don't think there's any argument there. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been. We're going to go into overtime for just a few moments to finish up, but for the live audience, thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Cuervo on campus is on right now on the Capitale Sports Program. But now as we go into overtime very quickly, I just want the proper send-off. Phil, it's always a thrill listening to you and being able – this is the second time I've actually been able to engage Phil in conversation. Cause number one, he has said things in the past that I don't agree with, and I'm thinking about it, but I'm like, you know what? Nah, you know what? It's a fair argument. And I'm not going to make the argument just to make the argument. And I've been live with Phil, and I do respect his opinion. I like the stuff that he does, and that's why I saw his post. And I said, oh, dude, perfect. Come on live right now. And that's why I have to do so. Yeah, I do appreciate it. I use the word intellectual honesty, and I don't use it all the time. My co-host here knows that in the last 5 years I've only used it two or three times, and now I'm going to use it for the third or fourth time. Phil has intellectual honesty, and I'm cool with that. I don't have to agree with it. And that's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. That's the beauty of America and Greece.
I don't get to say whatever I want, but
there are limits, huh? There are.
For me, there are, yeah, sure. But I appreciate you, too. This is the third time, actually, we've talked. Because we talked about steroids twice on Tanya's show. And then I was just today. We talked about the steroids. And if you heard my Lance Armstrong show, I know that you were very proud of me.
Hell yeah.
Your friend. Because you know what? The night that we talked about the drugs, I had food poisoning. I was sick as a dog, and I couldn't get two words out straight, it seemed. And you made my argument for me better than I did. Or you said what I wanted to say better than I could have. And it was great. I tell you, I really enjoyed it. And I love coming on. Anytime you guys ask, I'll be here.
Oh, dude. You've already heard us before. We kill brain cells. So for you to say anytime, that's all the time. That's how we take it. But, again, I know it's in the afternoon. Both the big dog and I, when you said 5:16 in the afternoon, we were like, oh, that's – well, I forgot that you were in Greece. And the big dog was like, 5:16 in the afternoon? Doesn't he mean like 5:16 a.m.? No, he's not Hawaii. So the minute when you mentioned Greece, we were both like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see, when I do Tanya's show, it's 4 in the morning here.
Yeah, I mean, talk about being a trooper. Yeah.
Well, that's what I used to do. You know what? I used to do my show at that time. But now that the resort here is closed, and I'm still here. I'm the only one here. It's like a haunted hotel sometimes. It's wild. But they gave me an ADSL line. And there's no one here so I can record because I don't have internet where I live. I have the only spot in the entire resort where internet, the wireless doesn't stretch. But now that they've got it all anyway. So I come in here, they gave me a great line, a great office to use for the entire winter to do my broadcasting. So now I do everything at this time, and it's a lot better. It's easier to think at 5 in the afternoon than it is at 5 in the morning.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. It most definitely is. And
but I enjoyed myself. Big dog, it was finally nice to meet you, dude. I've been a fan of yours for a long time. You always come up with good stuff.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It was good to finally meet you, too.
And here we go again. Everyone loves the big dog.
We have to.
Oh,
you know there's a bar in Las Vegas. Big Dog, there's a bar in Las Vegas called Big Dogs. It's a casino. You need to make sure you get a couple T-shirts there the next time you're there.
What was the name of the place?
Big Dogs Casino.
Okay. We're going to have
It's right on the strip. Oh, geez, oh, Pete. You'll be able to find it. Just ask the guys who are passing out the porno things where Big Dog's Casino is.
Okay.
They'll all know.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is in Vegas. When you want to go to the namesake of this program, ask the porno guys. That's what we were talking about earlier today, ladies and gentlemen. So think about it. We began the program with porno, and now we're going to end it with porno. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get much better than this. And honestly, again, I want to thank everyone both listening live in the archive. We are thankful to everything that is happening, and it's beautiful. We have some news ourselves. We're going to be posting it on Facebook, and it's no joke about the Lingerie League. We have some news about that, and we're going to be doing the Indoor Football League as well. We're going to continue it, and they're actually going to pay us. My goodness, can't believe it. So it's going to be nice. Ladies and gentlemen, catch the Phil Nason's show, of course, .com. And, oh, no, I'm sorry, philnason.com, right?
Yep.
There it is. That's why I ask everyone to get their own website, because I end up doing, like, the, you know, the coke. I end up blowing it, so I'm sorry. And I don't
do coke.
No,
it's okay.
Gentlemen. Yeah, everyone knows I do cherry coke, but I make the joke of it. Because yeah, this. Yeah, started with the porn, now doing drugs.
I'm not here for 1 week with you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and I'm not in my underwear, too, big dog, so thank God. I'm wearing my New York Yankee jersey. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. And it's great having him
on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. And Catch's program is on every week, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing a lot of stuff, and he's now gone over to the Ohio market. And there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another one in the bag. Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We wake you up, and the couch potato brings it home. We are the 47%, we are the 99%, and we're the ones that take your brain cells.
I messed it up. So we're 146%?
We're a lot. Our math is bad, though. Ladies and gentlemen,
we love you. Peace!
See you guys. Have a great weekend.